and to finish President Trump's border wall. Mike is fighting to protect our deeply held Alabama values and to cut wasteful spending. Mike Rogers is our trusted Alabama conservative, and Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. On May 24th, please vote for Mike Rogers for Congress.
This is Mike Rogers, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mike Rogers for Congress, Post Office Box 1113, Anniston, Alabama 36202.
Win a $500 gift card from Prattville Carpet. Just go to PrattvilleCarpet.com and register to win a $500 gift card to Prattville Carpet. Prattville Carpet is your hometown flooring headquarters, and you can use your $500 credit on everything from carpet to hardwood to ceramic tile and more. It's easy to win. Just listen for owner Ray Bowles to call News Talk or go to PrattvilleCarpet.com and look for the contest tab. It's that simple. Go to PrattvilleCarpet.com today and register to win.
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the State House. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives. 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama. 36066.
Let's listen for Joey.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The suspect in the Buffalo supermarket massacre is due back in court later today. This amid reports that he had tipped his hand online prior to the deadly attack. A 21-year-old Russian soldier facing the first war crimes trial since the start of the war in Ukraine has testified that he shot a 62-year-old Ukrainian civilian on an officer's orders. The young man testified that he had to obey orders, and he asked the victim's widow to forgive him. The war, meanwhile, rages on in Ukraine. The weekly jobs report is out this morning. The Labor Department reports that applications for unemployment benefits rose by 21,000 last week, hitting 218,000. Wall Street stocks opening sharply lower again this morning. More details at srnnews.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. You can probably feel it's getting more and more humid out there. We've got some morning clouds and then clearing later today with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Hottest day of the year so far today. Mainly clear tonight. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, look for a sun and cloud mix, but a hot day for May with a high temperature up to about 94. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday with a high near 90. And showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time on Sunday and Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police are investigating a Tuesday night shooting. A man was found shot in the 1700 block of Pine Street around 9 o'clock. That is near Jackson Hospital. His injuries are said to be life-threatening. Authorities are still investigating where the victim was shot. No arrests have been made. Next week, voters head to the polls, and although the voting process is still the same, the state has made some changes that they say will ensure the security of the votes cast. The polling offices will be using tabulation equipment that is not connected to any internet or Bluetooth devices. Officials say this will ensure that there's no voter fraud or electronic tampering with the votes collected. As the school year winds down, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed wants to keep teens busy and out of trouble. The mayor is introducing his summer jobs program with Montgomery Leaps and the Parks and Recreation Department. That program is meant to engage the young people. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with Mr. Ben's Auto Spa Express, the only full-service or self-service auto spa in town. We have the latest technology to not only clean your vehicle, but to pamper it. Three lanes are open to minimize the wait, and a full service takes 20 minutes or less. If you want self-service, we have the best vacuums, cleaners, and towels for clean car perfection. Monthly subscriptions are available as well. Mr. Ben's Auto Spa Express. Look like you've been to Mr. Benz.
Who can Alabama Republicans trust to fight for our values? Katie Britt is a Christian conservative, pro-life mother of two. Britt is a successful business leader who knows how to create jobs. And she's been on President Trump's team for years, helping to build the wall and putting conservatives Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. Katie Britt is ready to fight for Alabama in the United States Senate. Here's Katie Britt.
Growing up here in Alabama, I learned your word is your bond. I'm running to be your senator, so you deserve to know where I stand. I'll protect life, defend our Second Amendment, fight for stronger borders, and make sure that America is energy independent. I'm running this race for my kids and for yours. I love this state, and I believe in this state. Together, we'll create more opportunity for Alabama and make America safe and secure. I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message, and I would be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
When our communities needed him, he volunteered to serve. Troy Stubbs, a former educator, he now owns a local small business in Wetumpka. Troy Stubbs will take fresh ideas and Elmore County values to Montgomery. Like Trump, he's tired of political correctness and believes real leaders get things done. Troy Stubbs stands for the flag. He's not afraid to tell you he's pro-life and will fight to kick any abortion provider out of Alabama. He's proud to be endorsed by the NRA and defend our freedoms. Troy Stubbs never runs from a fight. He'll take on Joe Biden's cancel culture any day of the week. Whether it's critical race theory, endless mandates, or some far-left idea, Troy Stubbs will fight for our freedoms and against the woke mob. Proud Alabamian, steadfast conservative Republican. Troy Stubbs for State Representative, District 31.
Paid for by Troy Stubbs for State House, P.O. Box 429, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama 36109.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Wait, is that George W. Bush?
Balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll get to that later. That has to be the most epic gaffe ever.
Love it.
Wow. And just remember, a gaffe is when a politician accidentally tells the truth.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Anyway, but we're focusing, as we lead up to Election Day, you know, often the focus, as it should be, is on some of these high-dollar, big-stake races like the governor's race and the Senate race, U.S. Senate race. But the local races, especially in all the districts here locally, are important as well. And here to talk about that, we have Will Dismukes, State Representative Will Dismukes. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for letting me come on the show this morning and talk with y'all for a little bit.
So I want to start where we mentioned it last time you were here, but not everybody hears every episode. You're still in the middle of, a court battle, in the middle of a case, a trial. I'll put it to you this way. I'm not in your district, I don't believe, but if I was, my concern would be like, how do I know, you know, we reelect you and then, like, however much time into you being reelected, they find you guilty and we got to start over again. Those sort of concerns, how do you put those to bed?
Well, so I feel 100%, you know, in my innocence, if it actually makes it a trial. You know, this has been dragged out now for 2 years with hopefully an end in sight, but you never know the way things are going in the court system and everything else. But I mean, at the end of the day, I know that I didn't do anything wrong. I stand behind that innocence 100%, and if it does make it to trial, we'll win. And I haven't lost any sleep about that. You know, I feel confident that's one reason why it's dragged out as long as it has, is because it had to make it to this point to try to affect the elections. Hmm. I mean, you know, I'm battling a Democrat district attorney. You know, he's got his agenda for re-elections and things like that in the future, and so he's going to do everything he can to harm, you know, what I'm trying to do for my district and for the state of Alabama, and he's going to try to harm, you know, me on a personal level, and it's just a lot we've had to go through and battle, but hey, the Lord's got us this far, and I know that he's still with me and will be with us all the way through.
Well, and just to double down, because I know the guy, I don't know him well, but I've met him a few times. You really think Daryl Bailey has slow walked this to hurt you politically?
Oh, there's absolutely no question about that. I mean, you know, to take 2 years, even around the pandemic and everything else, for this, I mean, is just absolutely ridiculous. You know, we've been looking forward to getting this behind us and out of the way. We wanted to get it behind us a year ago. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of kept on and kept on. And, you know, now here we are sometime hopefully in the summer, you know, we'll actually have a trial, but, you know, looking at how everything's going, probably not. So
now I want to shift to promises made, promises kept. Like when you first were elected and were first campaigning, it's District 88, right?
That's right, District 88.
What were some of the promises and, let's say, accomplishments? Like, obviously, you're one member and part of a big body. This is how the legislature works. But what were some of the things you said, here's what I fought for, here's what I'm proud of?
So one of the biggest things that I actually ran on that I believe sets me apart from just about any other candidate right now running for office that is an incumbent is I ran on, you know, not partaking in new taxes. I ran to if there was opportunities to cut taxes, to cut them. And right out of the gate, we had the infamous gas tax. And I was one of the, I think it was 21 of us actually voted no out of 105 members. And I was one of the 21. You know, I stood my ground on that. I didn't feel then when gas was $1.78 a gallon, I didn't feel that we needed it. And one thing that people need to understand is there were a lot of these road projects that were already awarded. They, you know, and now we have a Rebuild Alabama, Rebuild Alabama right beside the highway there. And it's like, oh, well, I can see my gas tax dollars going to work. Well, that was they already had a plan.
Maybe paid for the sign.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And so it's, you know, it's kind of frustrating to see some of those projects. I just keep my mouth shut and go on, but I see some of them, I'm like, well, that one was already approved. You know, and nice, pretty blue sign right there, though. And you know, I kept my word on that. When there were opportunities to do some different cuts and things to help the people, to help, you know, industry, you know, I participated in that. And so there's one thing on political issues. Will Dismukes ran to work with the people to be a conservative, and I stood my ground on that for 4 full years, even having to fight all the attacks and the other things that I've had to for the last two.
Again, folks, we're talking State Representative Will Dismukes. If you have a comment or a question for Will, 272-9228, 272-9228. Now let's get into, there are a lot of different angles and, let's say, cliques and groups, interest groups around this issue of gambling. It's come up when you were there serving in different forms and fashions. I have my own ideas on it, but where were you on, say, some of these bills that have been brought up from a straight lottery to more of I would characterize it, maybe it's uncharitable, as a cartel in the Constitution, which is a heck of a thing. But where were you on gambling as the sessions went on, and then where do you see it going in the future if you're reelected?
So our third year in office, at midnight on the last day, we had a straight lottery that was about to pass, education lottery, clean, straightforward. It wasn't complicated. It's probably one of the few bills that just the general public and representatives could both read without an attorney sitting there to interpret. So
right.
We had it, and all of a sudden the speaker says, kind of a sad, satirical, funny moment. He says, there's been a malfunction with the machine. All the machine stuff. And so at that point, it goes to midnight.
Wait, hold on.
We had no more legislative
day.
We didn't have any more legislative days.
Hold on. The machine, what's the machine?
So that records all the votes and sends the bills and all that out. Apparently, he said there's been a malfunction.
Did he call it, refer to it as the flux capacitor?
Wait, are we not, excuse me, pardon me, but is the Alabama legislature not able to go, the machine's not working, well, everybody should get your ass to the floor, write it on a piece of paper or something.
When it's 11:58 and there's proper procedure, you know, I've been pretty straightforward on that as well, you know, as far as, I believe, one thing I ran on is letting things go to the people to vote, and I believe that the people of Alabama need to vote on that.
Agreed.
The gambling issue is a nightmare. Every time there's actually a decent proposal for a gambling bill that I'm like, okay, well, maybe that's something worth taking a look at, it gets hijacked by Del Marsh and the Wetumpka, you know, the Porch Creek Indians, to clarify, and there's a monopoly right now.
Super monopoly, man.
It's set up to keep it that way, and so they do a senator or representative does a press conference and they're like, tell the public, oh, we're finally putting together a gambling bill. You need to tell your representative to go vote for it. We get 20,000 people that contact us to go and vote for this gambling bill. And you're trying to explain to them, like, this is a terrible bill.
Right.
It's set up to harm us, not to help us.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, like, the frustrating thing is the media is so powerful that they can put something out there to the general public mm-hmm. in a way that gets the general public moving their, you know, with momentum. And you can't really stop that right. momentum without being stoned to death in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And literally, it's not that you're against the title, it's that you're against what's behind that title. It's all the words and all the things that it sets up and does.
Well, just as a citizen, and I think they're doing a decent job, they're wearing us down.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting such crap bills up, and, you know, we're like, well, we want gambling. Well, this guy wants to get paid, this guy wants to get paid. All right, we won't have that bill. Then they bring up gambling again. We're like, a citizen again. Oh, all right, we're going to get gambling. Well, again, we hear it's a screwed up bill, somebody's going to get paid. It seems like no matter what, if we get gambling, somebody's going to get paid. So as your everyday guy, I'm like, all right, if you got to get paid, then bring on the gambling. I'm tired of being denied something that's kind of stupid to me. I don't understand why we're not doing it other than, like you say, there's a cartel, which is dirty as it can be, but they keep putting up the same kind of bills. So they almost got us hijacked. Either you accept this or we don't have gambling.
And I tell you, people also don't realize how far the money has gone with the Poarch Creek Indians. You know, the little league programs, the high school programs. I mean, I give them props. They have done absolutely. They set a model out. If you have a business and unlimited amount of money and people come there to lose their money,
yeah,
like this is how you get involved in the community to the fullest extent. And I give them all the props in the world for that because they haven't just sat idly by. They've been active this entire time.
Well, and to kind of lay out for the audience out there listening, the different approaches, there is this sort of, hey, only five locations, essentially a gambling cartel where fees and taxes
yeah.
and all sorts of things are set in the Constitution itself. We've also seen them, if we're going to have full casino gambling, I would want to see an open bid process, as open as
no
possible.
Doubt, right?
We could bid up the licenses. It could be great for the
What's
state.
Wrong with
and
that?
Yeah, it could be controlled somewhat, but it wouldn't be picking winners and losers before
mm-hmm.
the people
right.
vote. Then there is the straight lottery approach. The one wrinkle, and this is an old argument now, it stretches back to when I started on radio 10 years ago. Are you concerned, or not, maybe it's not a concern, with the lottery that the Poarch Creek could then go up to Class 3 or Class C gaming, whatever it's called, that because the state now approved lottery, the Poarch Creek are going to go to the Department of Interior, talk to the feds, say, hey, we're going to up our level of gaming from electronic bingo to full table games. Do you think that would come down?
I'm sure it would. I'm sure they would immediately go up. I mean, I think it would benefit them greatly to do that.
Why wouldn't they?
At the same time, maybe that would be an incentive for us to work and do something about the situation outside of them, you know, like actually making a bill that is a free market, like capitalist. I don't care if you put up, if the state said you've got to buy your license, it's $100 million to purchase it, and it's, you know, $30 million a year yeah. if you want a casino in the state of Alabama. You know, I'm not even opposed if they set up regions. If they said, okay, well, Huntsville can have a region, Birmingham, you know, Montgomery, and Dothan. You know, you can have, you know, four or five regions in the state of Alabama. If you can afford a license and you can get the property,
right.
you can put one up.
Right, but not just designating a licensee like before.
Right, yeah, and say, oh, well, only Will and Joey and the current Poarch Creek Indians.
Right.
Can have a casino in the state of Alabama.
And who would vote for that? That's what I'm right. saying. They keep putting up crap bills, and right. then they keep coming back to the constituent saying, well, we're trying to get gambling passed. No, you're not.
Right. Well, we've got to stop toying with people about, we either need to say there's not going to be a lottery anytime soon. We're going to go four more years, and we're just not yeah. even going to discuss a lottery. Rather than every time we're about to go into session, well, I think we're going to address a lottery, and I think we're going to address Medicaid expansion with the lottery, and I think we're going to do this. We need to be straightforward and say, we have no intention of passing a lottery right now. We've got, and give a reason, we've got 10 other things that we have to get done for the state of Alabama before we address a lottery. Or say, we're going to work, and we're going to sit in this building until we pass a lottery out.
Right.
Because that's what they did with the gas tax. We had a special election, and they said, you're going to pass the gas tax.
It's so funny, though, again, as a citizen, gas tax I was totally against. Probably every citizen out here was. That got through. Gambling, I'm open for. Probably most citizens out here are. Can't get it through.
Yeah, because the people vote. And we've seen, like, we've seen the polling statewide. I've seen the polling. And, it, you know, the majority of the state, by a vast majority, it's like 69, 70 to 71%. Poll after poll says, we want a chance to vote on the lottery. Yeah.
Right.
Just want a chance to
just
vote.
Just to vote. Not necessarily pushing it one way or the other, but to vote.
Right.
Well, we got to hit a quick break here. When we come back, there are plenty of things maybe on the horizon, things that, in my mind, that I'm going to start stumping for that I don't often see brought up in the media or in political circles, say, around the judiciary here in this state, and just criminal justice in general. I don't mean necessarily how the Democrats talk about criminal justice reform. I think there's a weird broad agreement between left and right. There are actually some big things could get done. It would help a lot of our cities and just people in general. But then also get into maybe some issues on the horizon, like Medicaid expansion maybe coming around the corner, these sorts of things. So we do have to hit this break, though, first. But before we do, this part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. And their Physical Prattville, Dawn Sexton and her team can help you get your balance back, get your walking ability back. And maybe it's not you. Could be a loved one, you know.
Yeah.
Who's a little prideful or maybe just embarrassed, or they've learned not to talk about it. You just, you know, carry on.
That's right.
But if you're noticing that, hey, maybe they had a spill one day and they hurt their hip or their knee or their ankle, maybe they had a mild stroke, it could be the more chronic issues where it could be lack confidence, like you're just not getting out there, you're not as sure-footed as you like to be, or maybe a vision problem, inner ear problems. All of this can cause balance issues. But the great thing at Physical Therapy and Balance Center Prattville is, well, they have the means and methods, traditional therapy along with cutting-edge therapy like fully immersive virtual reality programs, really cool stuff. It can help you get better. So the way the process works is just call Dawn Sexton at 595-9990, 595-9990, and ask about a free balance test. Quick, easy test. It'll give you a baseline score at 18 points, so maybe, God forbid, you start at 5 out of 18 points. Well, after a few weeks of therapy, they're going to retest you, give you the same test, and see if you've improved. And it's a great system to keep everybody going through the process accountable. So check out Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville today. They can help you, well, have a better quality of life. Get around how you need to. You don't have to just grin and bear it. Again, that number, 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test, and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. More with State Representative Will Dismukes when we come back.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our schools. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Did you know that Alabama residents pay some of the highest energy bills in the country? I'm Robin Leidecker, a Republican candidate for the Alabama Public Service Commission. As an educator, I fought powerful lobbyists. If elected to the Alabama Public Service Commission, I will fight against arbitrary rate increases on Alabama families. I will work to lower your energy bills. I will fight for you. On May 24th, vote for Robin Leidecker, Alabama Public Service Commission, Place 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Robin Leidecker, P.O. Box 1671, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Alabama's one and only, KIV.
Washington wants to control everything we do, but that isn't happening here in Alabama. We do not teach hate to our kids. We do not pay people to quit work, and we do not use tax dollars to kill our babies.
KIV, her Alabama common sense drives Washington liberals nuts.
I signed the strongest pro-life law in America. I stood with Trump to ensure no election here can ever be stolen.
But that's not all. KIV threw Common Core out of our schools, banned transgender youth sports, and passed constitutional carry to protect our Second Amendment rights. KIV, the conservative governor the woke left loves to hate.
America's the greatest country in the world. Joe Biden may not get that, but here in Alabama, we always will.
KIV for Alabama. Paid for by KIV for Governor, Inc. P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love, encouraging you to use your voice and your vote on May 24th. Our community is counting on us to make our voices heard in Alabama's important 22 primary election. Let's carry on Montgomery's legacy of cherishing our right to vote. For more information, please visit the Montgomery Election Center's website at montgomeryvotesal.gov. Montgomery County, let's get out to vote on May 24th, and I'll see you at the polls.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. We're talking to State Representative Will Dismukes. He is running for re-election. And where we left off, let's start with one. I'm not asking you to call anybody out necessarily, but I suspect, Will, that Medicaid expansion is on the table if certain people are re-elected at statewide office levels.
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried about this? Do you see this coming, that you might see, say, moderate Republicans push this? And maybe you agree with them. I don't know.
No, so I had to go to, first year elected, I went to a conference down in Orlando. And one of the things that the conference for two of the 4 days discussed was Medicaid expansion. And there were delegates from Virginia, which is, you know, we're representative there. I think they're considered delegates. North Carolina, all over, you know, really was represented, even the northern, some of the northern states. And every one of them spoke about the disaster that Medicaid expansion was, that they gave you these, they give you all these numbers. They say, okay, well, this is our projected, you know, amount. And like, if we expand, what it's going to be and everything else, it surpasses that by a long shot. And Virginia was one of the ones that really stands out in my mind. I forget how many hundreds of millions of more dollars that it cost them than what they had figured, and like literally ran them about broke the state. And we don't have anything implemented right now that could properly handle a Medicaid expansion. What we need to address first is Medicaid fraud. And we need to start looking at all the fraud that goes on with all of these welfare systems, and we need to cut it out.
What do you think is a percentage of fraud in just say our state Medicaid system?
Oh, I would say every bit of 15 to 25%.
I'd say 20-25%.
And when you start looking at if you lump it with welfare programs, you know, with your WIC and your other things that are being taken advantage of, that number goes exponentially higher.
Yep.
It's incredible how the food stamp world with the card works and all that. I mean, you know, so I'll quit rambling.
Well, no, but I'm
with you 100% there.
I like that answer a lot because, I'm very much simpatico with that. But that said, if we don't do Medicaid expansion, And you're in a more rural part of the state, though, close to Montgomery. But especially with the Montgomery, say, hospital system, a lot of folks in more rural Alabama are fed into our system. We saw this with COVID, and I've got a lot of my own ideas. But what could we do to maybe make the state's medical care more efficient, especially give more access, and also timeliness is of the essence on a lot of these issues? Well, I think you know that better than a lot of folks even at your young age. How can we improve this?
So one thing I would like to see us try to figure out a way to help with is a lot of these rural hospitals that are still open, one of the problems that they're having, the smaller hospitals, even Primal Baptist Hospital has made some great upgrades over the last few years. They've got good leadership over there in Eric Morgan and some others there. But some of you get out to like Crenshaw County and some of these other places, and the buildings are old.
Yeah.
And they are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. I don't necessarily want to jump into millions because I haven't seen those exact figures, but I do know just from some of the meetings at the State House, they're spending so much money just to keep the lights and the air running and everything else that, you know, obviously a new building is money, but at the same time, they can make that up over the back end, you know, draw it out and that sort of thing. And so we've got to figure out a way to help these aging hospitals. We can't rely on somebody in Luverne to have to come by ambulance all the way to Baptist South.
Right.
If they're suffering from a situation that they need care within, you know, 10 to 15 minutes.
And that's something I don't understand with COVID. We had all this COVID money, but I saw an article the other day where there's a hospital, I think, in Thomasville that's going to have to close down for lack of funding.
Right.
What do we do with the money?
We also need to make sure that there's accountability for where the money's going. 100%. We need more accountability in the state. We also need it as it trickles down to other things like our hospitals, and make sure that when the state issues money or the federal government issues money, that is going to services that are provided there. And so before I could just say, oh, well, because the hospital said that we need Medicaid expansion, that I would be voting for it. I need to see some accountability for what's going on, and then look for things that we can legitimately improve, and that's, you know, structures and things like that are aging. I mean, we do it for schools all the time. It's like the number one argument for millage increases. Oh, well, our schools are 120 years old. We need a new school, you know, because of all the problems. And most of the time that argument is very legitimate, but that also applies to our hospitals.
Now, we got in another break. We're packed with ads for some reason right before Election Day.
It's the season, Joey.
I don't know what's going on here. But when we come back, I do want to address the judicial system in Alabama. Just some problems we're seeing in a lot of cities. And just, let's say, the revolving door where folks are arrested and then they're right back out on the street and these sorts of issues. And then also maybe the road ahead. Say you're reelected. Are we seeing a change in mood, to put it one way, with, say, how many folks voted against the gas tax? 20-something, you said?
Yeah, 21 or so.
I'm wondering, is that 21 expanding? Do you think a next session, are things moving on different issues in the right direction, say, a more conservative direction? And we can get into that and say, you know, what's on the horizon for the state of Alabama and the Alabama legislature? More with State Representative Will Dismukes when we come back.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the State House. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives, 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
They named her Tokyo Rose. That's what troops called the American woman who collaborated with the Japanese in World War II. Today, you might call the current governor China Ivy, because Kay Ivey also lines up against America's interests. Communist China has been waging a trade war on the U.S. President Trump, using targeted tariffs, fought back against China's unfair tactics. But Ivey sided with China and opposed Trump's tough trade policy. China Ivy even bragged about drawing a line against Trump. Now, documents reveal Chinese analysts rate Ivy as one of the U.S. governors, quote, friendliest to China. Under Ivy, China dominates trade with Alabama, while Ivy takes campaign money from donors linked to China. K. Ivy, good for communist China, bad for Alabama. Paid for by Common Sense America Election Fund, Suite 515, 1390 Chainbridge Road, McLean, Virginia, 22101.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
I am Stan Cook, and I'm asking for your vote for state auditor. As state auditor, I will protect the taxpayer from spending spree politicians and bureaucratic pirates. I am not a recycled politician that needs a job. I am a constitutional conservative Christian and a lifelong Republican that has no strings attached to the political elite or corrupt power brokers in Montgomery. Vote Stan Cook for state auditor.
Paid for by the committee to elect Stan Cook, P.O. Box 130, Kimberly, Alabama, 35091.
We're talking with David Little and Foster Grump, who has been down to Tucker Pecan Company. Foster, what'd you find?
Well, you know, Lieutenant Stan and I went down there yesterday. You know, we heard about the Round Beach towels, and so we had to go see to get one for Jenny. And they are awesome. They are 5 foot around. They are big beach towels, and they also have matching beach bags with koozies and little makeup bags that match. And you can get one for your girlfriend or just for your friends. They are perfect for beach and lake. But you know what? The other thing they had at Tucker Pecan that was awesome, they got a whole new selection of jewelry. And the jewelry, it was absolutely beautiful. You know, Mama would love that. But, you know, down in Greenbow, Alabama. But Tucker Pecan has some awesome jewelry. And, you know, even Lieutenant Stan got to go get him a vanilla ice cream cone before we left.
And, David, where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470. Or like us on Facebook.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas on the hottest day of the year so far and a little bit more humidity in the air as well. Still dry today with a high temperature up to the middle 90s. Warm, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, another warm day for May with a high temperature up to 94 for Friday. And we're still dry with the sun and cloud mix. Showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area on Saturday. And showers and thunderstorms are quite likely on Sunday and Monday from time to time. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This is part of the program brought to you by James Cole and Cole Plumbing. Now, you already should have Cole Plumbing's number saved if you're a listener to this show, but in case you haven't saved it yet, it's 279-8919, 279-8919. And Cole Plumbing is number one of the number two business for many reasons. First and foremost are the people great people like James Cole.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them, with minimal discomfort to you and your home, to get in there and solve the problem with precision and expertise.
Yep.
Here's what it means. They're not going to have to tear out a bunch of drywall, dig up a huge hole in your yard. And with precision and expertise, they can solve the problem. It's really cool. It's like a liquid-based stuff that solidifies.
And then it hardens really just cool. Almost instantly, yeah.
But even if you don't have an emergency problem like that, maybe you're looking to upgrade. Tankless water heater, new toilet installed. I know some folks of a certain age want a taller toilet so they're not falling down on things. Maybe you're renovating. You want to run a new water line. Say, renovating before you sell your house.
Good idea.
They can help you there at Cole Plumbing. So again, that number, 279-8919. And just remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
So where we left off, and again, folks, we're talking to State Representative Will Dismukes. I wish we could bring some of the off-air conversation on air, but it would remind people of my old nighttime show too much.
Good show, by the way.
But where we left off was, and this is not something that's big in Alabama media, it's something I've noticed. I'm kind of putting together some of what people see in the media, is that you see alleged heinous crimes committed, murders, especially, you know, mass shootings, and yet the person bonds out the next day. And here's where I'm coming from, is I think if it's a misdemeanor or they're even lesser felonies, like, okay, there can be a process. It doesn't suit anybody for a lot of different reasons to just hold people in jail. But when somebody has killed a person, and it's very clear you still got to prove it in court, like, why are they immediately let out on the street? And I say this because in here, Montgomery, the police are arresting a lot of these folks, but then they're right back out. And is there something the state can do? And maybe I need to talk to Will Barfoot as well on the judicial committee there in the Senate. But is there anything the state could do to reform this to where we are severe and swift on heinous violent crime, and then we can, you know, if you're poor and you're locked in jail because you can't pay a fine, that's a whole other ballgame. I feel like we can take the best of the conservative ideas on stopping crime and the best of, I think, some of the criminal justice reformers in the Democratic Party and really get something done in the state. But what do you think about this, especially this revolving door of very violent criminals going back on the street quickly?
So for, like, violent criminals, we need to speed the process up 100-fold. I mean, we need to be able to act on those, you know, quickly. I understand there is somewhat of a process coming forward with, like, the evidence and all that sort of thing. But one thing that I've been impressed with some of the judges in like in my area, Tauga, Chilton, Elmore County, is they put some serious cash bonds out there, mm-hmm. like cash bonds. It's not just, you know, somebody throws out, you know, $100,000 bond. Well, that's not really that much when you start looking at what actually has to be put up. You know, I think because we do have a right to be bonded, you know, and that sort of thing. And one of the biggest is the amount and how they can produce it, you know, produce that amount of money and that sort of thing. And I think that we really need to somehow set up certain things, certain offenses, you know, heinous
murder
acts, yeah, as you say, and put it where it's like, it's $1 million cash bond. Right. If you can come up with $1 million, then we'll put a, you know, tracking device on your ankle, right, and you can sit in the back of the police car until your trial.
But so, well, like we were just talking to the mayor the other day, violent crime is happening in broad daylight now.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to still try to use these antiquated laws, these antiquated bail methods with low bail, oh, they're getting out. I mean, they're just getting out and doing it again.
Right.
This happens on a regular basis.
If you look across the country, there are no repercussions on most things for the crimes that are being committed. It's like, oh, well, okay, well, you robbed K Jewelers and took everything out of it. It's like, all right, well, I'm going to go focus on the politician and deal with him because I need to get reelected. Meanwhile, we'll just let Kay fend for themselves and their insurance policy and deal with it.
And that's what I mean. We become, and it starts, honestly, it starts at the top. It starts with the president, but we become a lawless society.
We have. The inmates run the country.
Yeah,
and it's happening too often in our cities. It's not just Montgomery, especially. And the police can do certain things, but at a certain point, it's getting to the state level with
bonds and that sort of thing. 100%. I mean, we need to be able to act and say, hey, this person has no business getting out on the street. I mean, I don't know how many over the just the last 5 years, how many murders have there been committed by somebody that was out
that was
on
out.
That was out for, if not murder, something serious enough that they shouldn't have just been out walking around on
that's
the street.
Right. Yeah. Well, here, before we get into the discussion about what might be on the horizon if you're reelected, what do you see the rest of the legislature going? Let's go to Jason real quick. Hey, Jason, you're on with State Representative Will Dismukes.
Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good, Jason. Good morning.
Hey, I feel unfulfilled, I guess that's what it's in the conversation about Medicaid expansion. I get, you know, there's an expense associated with that. But initially through the ACA, it was going to be paid for.
Jason, I hate to interrupt you, but we're having a lot of trouble hearing you, man. Like, the connection's not great. Are you on Bluetooth or anything, or we just have a bad...
Hold on. Is that better?
That is louder, yes, sir. Yeah, much clearer.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I was saying, when Medicaid expansion was first a thing through the MPA, it was paid for, right? It was going to be, at least first couple of years, it was a tiered system. But the issue with conversation around Medicaid in the state of Alabama is Alabama has one of the highest poverty rates in the country. So it's not like the people that need Medicaid, like, are just exploiting the system. Like it's just, they're just leeches in all of them. Now, granted, there are people that are scammers, but scammers are going to be there no matter what you do. But I feel like when you talk about it, to talk about Medicaid expansion or anything around health care or even the education system in Alabama, if you don't address the underlying issue, which is poverty, which undermines health, it undermines education, it avoids trying to actually address the problem. And so you could make, you know, that the boogeyman, like, oh, well, we don't want to do that, it'll cost money. Well, what are you doing about all the people that are in poverty in Alabama? Because there's a bunch of them, especially when you talk about the rural areas in Montgomery. I mean, not Montgomery, in Alabama. The rural counties, they have a lot of poverty, especially throughout the Black Belt. And it's like, those people deserve help. And if you don't think expanding Medicaid is a way to help them, then what's your alternative? How do you help those people? And if you help them get out of poverty, that doesn't just help with health care. It helps with all manner, it even helps with crime, which is what you're talking about now. Because crime typically is a product of poverty. People don't have. And so they resort to doing things they shouldn't do. And so, I don't know. I just feel like our state representatives, for all of their talking and all their running for office, all of them are Christian conservatives. They support Trump and are for freedom and liberty. But apparently they don't care about poverty in the state. That's just kind of how I feel about it. And it's unfortunate because I feel like trying to tackle that would handle a lot of issues that we routinely return to, especially during election season. So...
No, I appreciate the 2 cents. Appreciate it, Jason.
So, here's my opinion on that, and I don't know that we'll agree, Jason, but everywhere I've been lately says we're hiring. Restaurants can't open because they don't have staff. McDonald's and Prattville on South Memorial Drive, they can't open most mornings because they don't have enough people working. So if people are in poverty, somehow they need to figure out how if they are actually capable of working, how to make it and to get to a job. There are so many people hiring in the construction field, in the restaurant business. I know I don't have near enough people. I mean, it's just, you know, how many people are legitimately in poverty because they're there and they are just in a terrible circumstance, and how many people are in poverty because they choose to be in poverty? I mean, the stimulus checks, they didn't move the needle at all. So what are we supposed to do as a state? Just send out checks to people to sit at home and do nothing? And that's where, you know, where I feel that, you know, obviously there are some people who are in really bad situations. There are government programs that people can get that help with that. But there are a lot of people who just, they want to be in poverty because they don't want to work. They just want a check. And I'm not for that at all. I think that there are, right now, there are so many people who are hiring that you could get a job. And it might not pay but $8 or $9 an hour, but you can work up, you can move up, and it's better than nothing.
Well, we got another break here. More with State Representative Will Dismukes when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
My name is Dean Odle, and I am a Republican candidate for governor of Alabama. That's Dean Odle, O-D-L-E. Sadly, Alabama ranks dead last in K-12 education. Governor Kay Ivey has had almost 5 years to fix this problem, and yet Alabama is still at the bottom. In 2017, Florida ranked 29th in K-12 education, and now they are ranked third. What changed in Florida? New leadership. New leadership that ended Common Core and greatly expanded their school choice programs. My plan is to end Obama's Common Core curriculum and give all parents a choice through a complete school voucher program. Giving Kay Ivey 4 more years with our school children would be like giving the keys back to a drunk driver. On May 24th, vote Dean Odle for governor. Go to DeanOdleForGovernor.com and join the movement today. It's time for real change. Paid for by Dean Odle for Governor, P.O. Box 621, Opelika, Alabama 36803.
Andrew Sorrell, husband, father, Christian, small business owner, and a proven fiscal conservative. For the last 4 years, Andrew Sorrell has been representing the families of Alabama House District 3 as their state representative. And now, he wants to take his common sense conservative approach to Montgomery to serve as our next state auditor.
If you believe in government accountability, I'm Andrew Sorrell, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by committee to elect Andrew Sorrell, P.O. Box 2876, Muscle Shoals, Alabama 35662.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Then check out the all-new Infiniti of Montgomery. New location, new management. Here's Jim McCain.
Don't settle for just any vehicle. Lease the hot-selling 2022 Infiniti QX55 Lux with all-wheel drive for just $643 a month for 42 months with $49.99 due at signing.
Infiniti of Montgomery has the selection you're looking for. We have over 16 QX80s with third-row seats to choose from. Don't pay over MSRP somewhere else. Shop Infiniti of Montgomery and get prices below MSRP.
Considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the sporty new Infiniti models.
This is the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass, and online at InfinityofMontgomery.com. QX55 VIN, NF114529, QX80 VIN, N974333. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee, plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 5/31/22.
At Infiniti of Montgomery, you'll never pay a market adjustment fee where price sells Infiniti.
Bill Bradley Services has been the experts in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning repair and installation for over 53 years. For all of the years you have supported the growth of this family-owned business, there is a tremendous sense of wanting to give back to the local community they serve. That's why, now through July, Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama is partnering with Bill Bradley Services to fuel the fight for those living with cancer in our community. Learn more at BillBradleyFuelTheFight.com.
Bill Bradley, won't you please fix my home?
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.